Morning, everyone, and welcome to day 25 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. I suddenly forgot what day it was. So easy to do. So let's take a nice deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Take a moment to settle into your seat, into the space that you're in. Take a moment to just notice the temperature of the air on your skin, if you have any skin exposed. Those tricky ways of just really shifting our attention to the body, just noticing the temperature of the air in the room that you're in. Not the one you want to be in, but the one you're in. Take a moment. Let go of the morning you've already had. Settle into present moment awareness. And continuing our discussion of right livelihood, no discussion of right livelihood is complete without mentioning money. So I want to invite you to consider the energy of money in your life. So not necessarily the numbers, but really thinking about this energy of giving and receiving, which is really a lot of what, if we look under the surface, the literal surface, and really tap into the energy. So in that sense of giving and receiving, noticing our level of comfort, noticing our relationship to this energy of being sustained and actually being able to offer a sense of generosity, the way that we're able to let money flow through our lives or get stuck in places. It can be stuck in its sort of coming to us. We can feel like we don't get enough. And it can get stuck in the sense of we don't feel like we can offer it. Right? So really looking at the ways in which you relate to that energy in your life. Noticing any obstacles from just being able to flow and having a sense that there is enough of this energy in your life. So from scarcity to abundance, particularly. So as you go through your day, just noticing that quality of giving and receiving, or scarcity and abundance in terms of this energy. So let's practice. Again, taking our seat, feeling the sense of groundedness, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body just resting here. And from that groundedness, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight. Just that sense of openness and containedness that lets things flow. So allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, a sense of opening and softening, connecting to our tender heart, our ability to give and receive, and then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth, connection, and flow of our practice together.